Now, I'm not sure if you've heard the news about a pending curriculum shift at school level. The Department of Basic Education telling Newsroom Africa earlier this week it plans to introduce nearly 40 new subjects in the senior phase focused on technical and artisanal skills. These subjects are going to be rolled out over the next 3 years at grade 10 to 12 level. And they're going to offer learners the chance to take on essentially an occupational or vocational stream rather than an academic one. What sort of subjects are we talking about? Well, the likes of beauty and nail technology, food production, hospitality studies, motor mechanics, digital technology, welding, early childhood development, etc. Very practically focused, trade focused subjects. And the aim being to help learners prepare for the world of work after school and to boost the perception as well that vocational training is important and valuable and it's not somehow less than academic training. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this move and to hear from you. Maybe you'd like to reflect on which subjects you wish you'd had the opportunity to study at school. Maybe you have ended up in one of these professions anyway and would have valued the opportunity to get started on your training at a much younger age than you did. Would you have been allowed to do it if you had said to your parents, I want to do matric subjects in welding and plumbing? Or would they have said, no, no, school leaving, varsity, you've got to do academic subjects. It's not everybody's forte. And, you know, absolutely, if you are an academically focused child, by all means, do the maths and the science and the history and the languages, etc. But what about those kids who are not, and for whom a really well-paying, job-creating future lies waiting for them if they're able to learn a trade and start their own business? What about them? Should we be doing more to encourage them into those spheres? The Education Department clearly thinks so. I knew I would be hearing from Errol in Blue Downs this morning the minute I raised this topic. And Errol, thank you, as always, for a well-thought-out email that you've sent me. Errol's skeptical about the way this is being done. He says it's no use adding more subjects when the technical and vocational field of study only starts at grade 10 level. 3 years is not enough time for a learner to become immediately employable after leaving school. I'm still fighting to have technical education start in grade 8, but no one seems to be interested. Why can't a learner start in grade 8 with half-year stints in two practical technical subjects, for example, engineering graphic design? This would give them the opportunity to choose one of those subjects to carry on with until matric and allow the learner to have 4 years tuition and experience in that subject. This would equip the learner with enough knowledge and practical experience to become immediately employable. It would also give them a massive boost if they wanted to go on and study, for example, in an engineering field at a tertiary institution. Errol's comment is that parents must wake up. Technical vocational education is not inferior to academia. Our country desperately needs artisans and engineers. Errol, thanks for those thoughts, and you very neatly lead us into our next interview, because the Education Department is not the only one trying to uplift and amplify the value of artisanal trades. So too is a new campaign by Alan Gray Makers called Artisans of Mzansi. It went live at the start of this month. It aims to encourage small business owners and students at TVET colleges to become masters of their trades and employers of others. To tell us more, I'm delighted to welcome Seth Mully, who is a senior manager at Alan Gray Makers. Seth, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Well, thanks for joining us. 8 million people unemployed, and yet we hear that we have a skills gap of massive proportions when it comes to the artisanal trades. What do the figures tell us? How many artisans do we actually need to be producing per year to catch up?
Sure. South Africa currently produces around 15,000 qualified artisans per year, but we need to be producing around 30,000 per year by 2030 to close the skills gap shortage in the country.
Wow.
And just sort of overall in industry.
So we need to double the output currently. That's quite staggering. Seth, and what would that mean in terms of sort of the percentage of the matric class that we need to be steering in that direction?
Absolutely. A study showed that to achieve this goal, we need about more than 60% of high school leavers need to pursue some form of artisanal trade studies or apprenticeship to reach the 2030 goal of 30,000 artisans per year. However, we need to change the perception that society has about the trade as a career option.
Yeah. I mean, that's more than half the class, you're saying. And as you say, there's a problem here that a lot of parents are going to be skeptical. And there is this sort of stigma attached to it that shouldn't be there. Seth, these are the skills we need desperately. This is where the job opportunities lie. And yet we're not doing enough to encourage kids to go this route. Now, tell us how your Artisans of Mzansi competition is going to help to address this issue.
Sure. The Artisans of Mzansi really want to recognize and celebrate those who are using their artisanal skills coupled with entrepreneurial spirit as a weapon against unemployment, poverty, and inequality in South Africa. The aim is really to shine a spotlight on these artisans so they can serve as relatable role models not only to the young people in the communities, but also to aspiring trade students who are currently registered at TVET colleges across the country, for them to see entrepreneurship as a career option.
Okay, so it's a competition format, Seth. If somebody is listening with their ears prickling, going, here's an opportunity to not only win a cash prize, but mentorship and business coaching and all kinds of additional support, how do they find out more, put in an application and be part of this competition?
Sure, there are four different categories that they can apply from. So we've got the startup phase, and this we're trying to recognize the startup businesses who have revenue less than 300,000 Rand. We have a growth phase category from around 300,000 to a million. And then mature phases for those businesses who are earning more than a million and have been in operation for around 6 years. We're also looking for innovations in the trade. So I think a lot of the time we skip innovations in the trades. And regardless of the number of employees or revenue, this category is for those entrepreneurs who come up with a new innovation that could disrupt particular industries, say plumbing, electrical. And all they have to do is head to our website, apply, and the campaign has started in October. It ends on the 10th of October. And the category requirement is one, just need to be a South African, have to own a business, employed, self-employed, have to run an artisanal or trade business. So in the plumbing, construction, carpentry, electrical installation, renovations, general repairs. And then they should not be older than 50 years old. As you probably know, a lot of our artisans are beyond the age of 50. What we're trying to do is find the young guys.
Okay, Seth, you mentioned the website is the starting point for applications. What is the website we should be directing people to?
Sure, it's www.alangraymakers.co.za. I've also allowed the team to share it with you as well.
Thank you so much, Seth Mully, Senior Manager at Alan Gray Makers. So alangraymakers.co.za, and remember that's Alan with two L's. If you're looking for more information on how to apply to be part of that competition and potentially win not just a cash prize, but all sorts of business support and mentorship, do check out that website.